money is just a byproduct of other areas that are not being taken care of. I need to add self-care into my business plan. And I don't think we realize the return on our investment. When we're doing that type of work, the breakthroughs are generational breakthroughs.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz Faircloth.
And I am Andrea Sagadelli. We are the co-hosts of the Real Estate Investor Show. In today's episode, we're going to uncover what is your real problem. Money, isn't it? You know, Liz, a lot of women come to us and say that the lack of money is what's holding them back from growing their portfolio and building a sustainable business. But we got to be honest, we disagree with that. And during this episode, we're going to break down the three reasons why you are not growing your business. So let's get started. So Liz, we have done a lot of events, and there's something common when we are having conversations with women real estate investors. One thing that is happens everywhere, meetups, regional workshops, investor con, anytime that we meet a woman, this is the commonality. She has built a successful real estate business. Many of them actually also have other businesses they have built. And money seems to be one of the superficial reasons why they are not continue growing. And here's what I say, why we believe is superficial. Women, you guys are very resourceful.
Extremely.
Extremely resourceful. And we believe that money is just a byproduct of other areas that are not being taken care of. So let's get started. We have found that during those conversations, when we go a little bit deeper, we have found many other reasons that are not necessarily related to money that are actually not allowing women to grow their business. So the first one, Liz, is lack of solitude. You love this word, right, Liz?
I love this word.
So a lot of, especially like extroverts that love to be with people, and, you know, introverts don't need to ask us too much to be by ourselves. We love that. We love when you call us and cancel the meetings that we needed to be, right? But for all of you out there, when we mean solitude, we mean strategic solitude, time by yourself, with yourself, where you are present there and not somebody else answering emails and things, doing things like that, where you're going to really ask, what do you really want? Not what the guru is saying that you should or shouldn't. What is your like freedom number? Not what the should have in terms of your portfolio and net worth, nothing like that. And most important, what are your non-negotiables? Meaning, this is my freedom number, the number that I want to achieve. This is the lifestyle that I want. And those are the non-negotiables. Let's say that living in a farm, in a sustainable farm, is what you want. And that is not a non-negotiable. You don't want to live in a city. So write that down. We're not talking about, oh, but how are we going to do that? And that's not the purpose of the exercise of solitude. I think we don't hear what we want. We don't give ourselves the time to really sit down and think and write it down. What do we want? Therefore, we are just putting up fires and living a busy life by default. And that's not what we stand for. We stand for you to live life on your own terms. In order for you to do that, you need to get in touch with yourself. And that's my, what has been, Liz, your experience with solitude?
Yeah. And I wrote down two things. I wrote schedule it and then do it, because most people don't even schedule it. It's like an afterthought. Anything great in life, you cannot do as an afterthought. It takes intention. It takes planning. For me, I need to also change my scenery. So solitude time doesn't work for me sitting at my desk where I do a lot of my work, because I'm in work mode. I'm in that type of environment. So getting outside. And I also would say for women listening are like, I don't have time for solitude. Come on. You have 5 minutes. You have 5 minutes in your day you can carve for putting your phone aside and taking some time for yourself. And when I say take time, the don't do anything. Go, you know, just staring and sitting and reflecting is what we mean by solitude time. So schedule it, do it, change your scenery. And if you can't do, you know, 30 minutes, do 5 minutes.
No, if you cannot do 30 minutes, you need an hour.
Oh, I like that. That's more of a challenge, right? I'm being nice. I'm just being a little tougher.
If you think that you don't have 30 minutes to invest in yourself, take an hour because you deserve it. So before we get into number two, which is one of the biggest deals from my point of view, let's hear a word from our sponsors. So Liz, the number two reason why I believe women are feeling stuck, not growing their business, is because they don't have a tribe they can rely on. We are high achiever women that have mastered the art of figuring things out on our own. Because we can trust ourselves and we know we're going to hold whatever comes our way. But we were trained to do that. We were sometimes forced or obligated to comply with that because of different reasons, right? But that's not what will hold us back from changing that script and really sitting and standing on our power. So what do I mean by that? We have other women that we can rely on, that we can trust, that they are going to, when shit hits a fan, they are going to do what they said they were going to do, and you can rely on. It's a process, right? And what do I mean by that? It's very funny when I ask women, who is your support system?
They're like, my friend Susie, my mom Mary, and there's nothing wrong with that. But what do you really mean, Andressa?
Right. And they include their husband if they are married, sure. Right, or a partner. Yep. They include that, include their Susie that has been from high school. And Susie doesn't know what real estate is and does other things. And her mom. That's not what I mean, right? I mean a group of women, and many of them are not going to agree with what you're saying. They're going to call you out on what's going on when you come with some mindset of like victim mentality or complaining on like on the gap, not in the gain. That woman is going to say, hold on. What is the script that you are playing in this scenario here? What is your part? How did you contribute to this situation? How you're taking responsibility, how you're taking ownership. I actually don't agree with what you're saying. Like, do you have a support group of women that care enough to disagree with you? That's what's come to. The bottom line, you have to have women that care enough for you to disagree with what you're saying and stand for you to live life on your own terms. And that is one of the most and like deeper hard work that you can be. And if you are in a group that do that, you are privileged. I call myself privileged because I have that group of women and I'm there for them and they're there for me, but we don't agree with everything. And that's why we have that core group.
I would also say if you want that more, because we want to stretch, we want to grow. And in order to grow and stretch, we definitely need people in our life that don't agree with us. And it's uncomfortable. It's not easy. We're not even taught that we should want that or need that, but it's really the path to growth. I shared with Andressa a couple of days ago that a conversation her and I had caused me to have another conversation with someone else that is very close to me. And that's causing a big breakthrough, right? Because that one conversation. So what I want to say though here is that in order to get that, you need to give it. So where can you start sharing more with the women in your life? Hey, you know, I hear you saying this, but you've talked about health for the last few months. What can I do to support you? Because clearly that's still important to you, but you know, you keep kind of bringing it up. So, and I don't see, you know, I don't see where you're shifting, or say it in a way that works for you, of course. But in order for us to get that in our lives, I think we need to give it. And I think we need to have the courage to give it, because as you have the courage to give it, you're going to get it more. So I just want to say that as a strategy there.
Absolutely. And the number three is quote unquote doing the work. I cannot tell you. I thought I have done a lot of things on my 20s, on my 30s, but that kind of doubled on my 40s. And I thought, oh, in the 40s, I'm just going to, you know, ride the wave. No, that's when I'm doing the most of the work, the more meaningful work, and the ones that really are having an impact, because I'm having to really carve a lot of things that in the past that were unconscious that I was not even aware of in order for me to live the life that I want. I need to understand how my body works. I need to prioritize self-care. I need to add self-care into my business plan. That's the bottom line. And I don't think we realize the return on our investment right now. When we do it and when we're doing that type of work, the breakthroughs are generational breakthroughs. They're not just for me. They are for me, for the people around me, for my family, for my child, for the children of my child, if he decides to have a child, because it's that deep. And it's not easy, but it's worth it. And the people that I surround myself with, they all do the work. So it starts with me, starts with your circle, and that's how you level up. And then I start realizing it, that the more I level up, all the people that I am surrounding myself with, they're doing the work. So it's just part of the process. They are part of the process that they're doing a lot of things about their health, their mental health, so they can optimize. It's common. So if you're surrounded by people that have no clue what that looks like, it's time for you to reassess your circle. So I hope this was a productive minisode for you. A lot of things might be shifting in your head and your body, and that is all good. Take one thing that we said and make it happen. One little action out of this episode will move you towards the life that you want to live. Thanks so much for listening. Bye. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share it with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.